We're here in Ukiavik, Alaska, the northernmost city in America. And over the next 5 days, we're going to be using a combination of planes, trains, and automobiles to race all the way to Key West, Florida, the southernmost town in America. But right now, it's 3 p.m. There's only one flight out of here in just over 2 hours, and there's only one ticket that can get us on it. So we have got to go, 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 go! Oh my God, Michelle, this is for real this time.
Ben.
Okay.
We have to, the flap is going to happen, so we have to see what's on it. The flap will be a motion graphic that you'll see now.
Okay, here's how this game works. Right now, we're in the northernmost town in America. The first team to get to Key West, Florida, the southernmost town in continental America, wins. But in order to get there, we need to chain together over 4,000 miles of planes, trains, and automobiles all the way across the country. But it's not as simple as just booking a flight to Florida. In this game, teams will need to pay for their transportation with tickets, which they'll earn by completing challenges. Every morning, 4 tickets will go into a shared pool called the flop. Each ticket allows a team to take a specific form of transportation, like a 300-mile car or direct flight to Anchorage. Either team can earn one of these tickets by completing the challenge attached, and once a ticket has been claimed, the other team can't get it. For now, that's all you need to know. Oh, and one last thing. The only way to get out of Ukiavik today is a single flight that leaves in 2 hours. So let's see who can get on it.
There's challenges.
Yeah. It looks like, okay, so there's only one ticket that will get us out of here today, and it is the Build a Snowman Challenge.
Okay, so they're going to be doing that too.
Okay. The only one that's going to get us to Anchorage is the snowman, so we got to do the snowman.
I assume that they're going to compete for it.
Yeah. So
I'm assuming that you're competing for the snowman.
Yeah, we're doing it too. Build a snowman on the beach. Construct a snowman out of natural snow on any beach. If both teams compete in this challenge simultaneously, the winning snowman will be determined by a Twitter poll conducted 45 minutes after snowman construction begins.
Okay, so 45-minute countdown starts.
45-minute countdown starts now.
Bye, loser!
Okay. So we have to strategize.
We got to talk snowman strategy. And the beach is right here. This is the Arctic Ocean, by the way.
This is literally the Arctic Ocean. Okay, so I'm assuming that they are headed into town to get supplies.
Wait, they're going to the beach.
Why are they going to the beach?
I don't know.
We need supplies.
Do we? Okay, do you know the way?
Yeah.
Okay, you
straight
study.
And left you to studied. The grocery store. I did study.
Well, we got to be quick at the store. We don't want to waste time.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Why are they standing there? What do they know that we don't?
I think they're making a mistake. There is a grocery store in town, but it's a bit of a walk.
How far is the store?
6 minute walk through
Minnesota. 6 minutes? I wonder, do you think they're not doing supplies?
Don't worry about them. Focus on our strategy.
I know, but keep in mind, our strategy is their strategy. Our strategy is opposing theirs.
I think that what we do is we use the full amount to make the biggest snowman possible, and it'll just dwarf their snowman.
Okay.
And we can decorate it with stuff that's on the beach.
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing?
Okay, that's not going to move.
Okay,
we got to be quick.
You know, we should see if they have charcoal for the eyes. Fruits? I had an idea. What if it's the Chiquita woman with the banana hat?
Yeah?
So I think the move, Ben, let's just start. Just, we put together as many clumps as possible.
Oh.
Here, look how expensive that is. $15.
Do you think we need to have, like alcohol in its hand or next to it?
No, there's no alcohol here.
All right. Come on. Let's stay focused. Candy. Those are shapes. Those are animals.
What about these? These are pretty long.
That looks like hair. Yeah, that does look like hair. How about cherry sours for the smile? Because we're going candy theme.
I guess.
Candy theme. That's it. That's the theme. That's the theme.
Do we need? We need a hat?
Carrot nose.
Oh, this clump. I got this clump.
Oh, that clump's huge. That is certainly the biggest clump we've ever had on this show.
Here's the thing. At a certain point, it's going to have to start being in the shape of a snowman, though.
That is true. But, you know, it's a very open-ended prompt.
It's true.
What is a man? You know, what does it mean to be a man? Who's to say?
Okay, we got to get back.
Like, are we getting one of these hats?
Hat. Hi. The pink one's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Come on, Sam.
We're running.
Every minute counts.
So I'm thinking one approach that could work well is taking like those big boulders of snow and kind of whittling them down.
Yes.
Clump it up. Clump it when you're starting with your head drop.
Let's try that. See if that works well versus like a rolling strategy.
Yes, correct. No rolling. Waste of time. It only works in Charlie Brown cartoons.
Ben, I'm going to take a clump.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll it around in the really soft snow up here. Because that's the way you're supposed to build a snowman.
Yeah. This is...
It's not really working.
No.
Does it look bigger?
Maybe. Oh,
there's the whale arch. Let's make sure not to show them what we bought. Should we pretend the store was closed?
Here, hide.
Like psychological warfare, right?
Oh, Ben, there they are.
There they are.
Well, you guys made the right call not going to the store.
Was it closed?
Yeah, they had a power failure. So the store was straight up
don't
closed.
Don't talk to them, Sam. We didn't have time to tell them what happened.
Okay, yeah. There we go. They believed it.
Power failure.
I wonder if they're lying and they got stuff and they don't want us to know about it until it's too late.
Yeah, right?
That's like...
I mean, come on.
How did you get that many big ones? What the hell is Ben doing?
Oh, shit, that motherfucker almost impaled me.
It's kind of like I'm just spanking our snowman. He's a bad boy.
Huh?
Our snowman's a bad boy.
What are you doing?
Okay, that's very promising.
Okay, I think we need to start working on, like, outfit and such.
When you focus on styling.
Okay.
But we need a head.
Huh?
I am kind of turned on.
She's a woman.
Oh, that
Helix,
is...
holy sh...
Okay, it's
precarious. Don't touch it. Move. Yeah. Sam, get your ass over here. We're not done.
Oh, you brought snacks. Oh, my God. Michelle, where did you find the carrots?
Oh, the store wasn't really closed.
No, we found these on the side of the
this
road.
This was Sam's idea. I didn't want to lie
feel
to you
like
guys.
He didn't get us that bad with that.
Because the hole needs to be smaller than the carrot. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Let's pack it in.
Oh, fuck. The carrot actually looks really good.
Yeah, it's iconic.
Oh, fuck. They bought a hat. Oh, my gosh. They have gummies.
Sour, sketty hair, huh?
I need you to move faster and ignore them.
It's not opening.
I don't know how to put another arm in this thing.
I think it's fine.
It's incomplete.
We have 10 seconds. We have 10 seconds.
No?
We have 10 seconds.
Okay, wait.
No. Don't
Five,
risk it. Don't risk it.
4, 3,
final
two,
movement.
1. Hands Shh. Off.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. I mean, we have to really hurry. So, like, post the poll.
Okay. Which is the best snowman? Twitter poll.
How do you feel?
Honestly,
theirs is really good.
Pretty impressive for no materials, but I feel like we should get credit for getting materials.
I know, but...
Ours is pretty cute looking, though.
Look at her. Damn, look at her. Look at this fine lady. I'm checking her out.
Let's pull up Alaskan Airlines and get 100% ready to book.
Sam is pre-filling out our flights. We're honestly filling out the flights as a formality because I think we lost. Their snowman is so good.
I really don't want to get stuck here. I think that the soonest we would get out of here if we lost this would be tomorrow morning.
I am still worried about even making this flight, though.
Like, me too. No, it's going to be tight. It's going to be tight.
Like a snowman is determining our fate.
Our fate will be determined by many stupider things over the next 5 days.
I'm going to be honest, and I really hope this doesn't bite me in the ass. I feel confident. Okay, Ben, let's get our backpacks on to wait for the reveal.
Well, let's get ready to go.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Poll ending. It says poll ending. 765 votes.
Oh, my God. It's like loading right. I'm going to throw up. I'm literally going to throw up.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Okay. Let's go!
Move!
Wait, I don't have my backpack.
Get your backpack!
That was resounding. Bye, boys. Wait, I gotta book the flight.
Bye, Michelle.
This is crazy.
The biggest win is that we don't have to stand out here in this cold doing challenges now.
If we don't miss this flight, come on, yes. Book it.
I'm going to be honest, I'm shocked.
I'm shocked and appalled.
I'm generating a new one.
800-mile flight. Dance like nobody's watching. Get 1,000 feet away from the nearest building that could contain people. Once stationed, both team members must memorize and successfully perform Amy's TikTok dance at tempo with no mistakes.
Okay, it's dance like nobody's watching.
Okay, that's another ticket that can get us out of here.
That ticket would get us out, but we have to get 1,000 feet from the nearest building.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start walking.
Okay, Monday, October 23rd, is that right?
Today's Monday, yes.
And who are you?
Michelle Ashakare.
And what's your channel?
Ashakare, follow, like, subscribe, thanks.
And what do you do?
Oh, I host a show called Challenge Accepted, which is all about me trying the world's most intense professions and lifestyles and communities.
And why are you here?
I'm here because Sam let me do this for finally.
And what's your social security number?
All right, let's hustle a little bit. We're not gonna let this set us back. No. Never get bet against the boots.
So, I mean, the ticket that's available now could still get us to Anchorage tonight. It's just that, as we've mentioned, the flight leaves in an hour and a half, and we have to get 1,000 feet from a building and learn this dance.
Wait.
I'm very excited. Wait, do you mean wait?
Sorry.
Wait, what do you mean, wait?
Well, the flight didn't go through. I tried to pay for it and it didn't go through.
Did it book?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't know. It keeps giving me an error.
An error?
Okay, so it turns out the place where I think we can do this is like a mile away. We're still going to try because the flight leaves in 70 minutes. So, I mean, even if we got there like 20 minutes before it left, we could probably still board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gonna attempt this again.
Please, God.
If not, we can probably get it at the airport. Nope.
No?
No.
Okay, let's go. Let's get to the airport.
Wait, let me try one more thing.
Oh, Sam, we're gonna miss the plane that we earned. Are Ben and Adam okay?
They'll be fine.
So, Ben, one real actual thing is that we genuinely have to watch out for polar bears.
Yeah. There, it's supposedly peak polar bear season.
Uh-huh.
There are shitloads of polar bears here.
Uh-huh.
And we've seen lots of signs being like, don't get eaten.
So I think all of this is technically part of a lagoon. So okay. I don't know if we can walk on that. Whoa, the snow's pretty deep. This feels quite, I think we're good.
I feel like I'm trying to walk in such a way that I don't sink down. Oh.
Left.
Yeah.
Okay, we have made it to the middle, truly, of nowhere, finally. Oh my God, that's the plane.
Oh, is that the plane that's they're gonna get on? It has to be, it's the only plane.
That's the only plane.
Ticket counter. The ticket counter's closed. Oh no.
It's over here, I think.
Oh my God. Hi. We need a ticket. Are there still seats on this plane?
Are you saying you don't have a reservation?
Correct.
Yeah, we tried to do it online just earlier.
You're either going to have to call and make a reservation, then we don't book the tickets here.
Oh, because it wouldn't go through online.
Yeah, you're either going to have to. We don't book the tickets here.
Okay. Okay. What's the number?
So right. If we can do this, we have to learn and perform a TikTok dance out here. And if we can do it fast enough, we can get on that plane. Let's
okay,
do it.
Here we go.
And nothing seems like fun when you dropped your ice cream cone and you walked the whole way home. What can you do to turn it around?
Oh, no, it seems involved.
What can you do to turn it around? Wiggle your toes.
Oh, God. It's so complicated.
Get ready to dance. And shake it like you got ants in your pants.
I don't think we're getting on that plane.
Oh my okay. God, Amy, this is so
and
complicated.
And a one, and a two.
Okay,
and
okay, okay.
Sam is calling because we can't buy a ticket here. And we have like 10 minutes to try and book this flight. Oh my God. I'm gonna get out my computer and try my computer too.
Drop your ice cream cone. Sad, sad. I turn and I go, shoot, doop, doop. I'll be facing forward and then we turn it around like this. Okay, then it's just kicking. Boop, boop. And then we go, boop, 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 boop. We are so
I
just nearly had four panic attacks, heart attack, and like self-implosion in a row because it wasn't booking on the phone. We get here. They don't book in person. But thankfully, we got it on a laptop. And with like 3 minutes to spare before it closed.
What did you do to turn into a band?
Oh, I turned around too early.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh no, that's the Vogue. Shake it.
Oh.
No, you did it too early. I am gonna go ahead and let you know, Ben, that it has just started snowing. And a bump, wiggle your. No. It's you have a little pause. It's a bump and a bump and no. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait.
Yeah, we're for sure going to die
out
here.
The plane leaves in 40 minutes.
The entirety of the airport.
The airport is this room.
Yes. And there's nothing past security. You just go through security and board the plane. That's it.
You know, I genuinely still can't believe that we're getting on this because I thought Finn and Adam's snowman was so good.
It was very good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
What can you do to turn it around? What? 2, 3, 4.
Oh, we forgot what to do.
Turn it around. What can you do? Turn it around.
Okay. Polar bear check.
Oh, yeah. Polar bear check.
Polar bear check.
No polar bears at the moment.
That's good.
That's positive.
Hey, that's good.
Turn it around. What can you do? Turn it around. Wiggle your toes. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet.
No, it wasn't Vogue. It's Stomp, then Vogue. This is not going well. Fucking hell.
Your jacket is inside out. Just as an FYI.
That is really where I am mentally right now. Everything about the past hour of my life has been maximum student.
Yes. Anyway, we are officially on the aircraft. Very little more can go wrong now.
Why would you say that, Sam?
1, 2, 3, 4. Do. What can you do to turn it around?
What can you do to turn it around? Wiggle your toes, clap your hands.
Nice.
Stomp your feet.
1, 2, 3, 4. Vogue.
And shake it like you got ants in your pants. Wiggle your toes.
I think that was it.
I think that one. I think we got it, baby.
We do have to notify them.
Okay.
So I'm going to call Sam and Michelle.
Okay, it's recording.
I am duty bound to inform you that we have danced like nobody is watching. Furthermore, I just would like to mention as a piece of personal information that I'm extremely fucking cold and it started snowing about 10 minutes into us doing the dance.
But see you on your flight, losers. We only have to walk like 2 miles.
We're gonna get on that flight.
The one we're on? You're trying to get on this plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is gonna work out perfectly.
Be scared. Be afraid.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Cool.
Do you think they're actually trying to get here?
No.
No. No.
Here's what I'll say. I can see the plane.
There it is.
And it has not, it hasn't left yet.
Look, we keep walking towards that plane until it's not there anymore.
That's what I say.
Bye, Ben and Adam.
She's a robust taxi.
If I'm fully honest, I actually really miss Ben and Adam. They're really fun. Yeah, they're so fun.
Adam, what do you think are in these pipes?
Water.
Oh. You don't have a very whimsical mind.
Oh, sorry. What do you think's in these pipes?
Chocolate.
So it's kind of a native design salmon thing.
It's so cool.
Ben and Adam are going to cut this. They hate facts about planes.
Oh, let me get the plane.
Hearing a noise that I don't like. Oh, shit. Well, that is bad.
Which means we are here until tomorrow morning at least.
Wait, get your hand in here.
There's someone in there.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
This is make or break.
Find alcohol. Find alcohol.
You know, I look like a maniac running across the parking lot with a sandwich in hand, but that's what jet lag does to ya.
Oh my god, what?
No way.
Ben and Adam editing this? I'm mad at you. Come on.
All that and more this season on Jetlag. It's a super exciting one, and you can see it all 1 week early if you're a Nebula subscriber.
Just to especially entice you, right now I'm putting up two shots from episode 2. Okay, this is me and Michelle. We're reacting to the same thing that happened. It's this big, unexpected thing that happens. And you could find out what that thing is and what's making us make these faces right now. The episode's up right now on Nebula.
So if you're watching this, we know that you haven't signed up for Nebula yet. And
that's okay.
Part of that might be because, of course, there's a lot of recurring monthly fees that you have to pay. And it's kind of stressful for those all to stack and stack and stack. But we have an option for that. It's a limited time deal. To be honest, it's not the cheapest way to get access to Nebula, but it's a different way to get access to Nebula. And it's called Lifetime. Basically, you pay one fee and you get lifetime access to Nebula. That's it. It's really that simple, and it allows us to really grow the platform. A surprising amount of people seem to like having it, which is why we brought it back. This is now the third time that we have it. So it's available. Link in the description.
And if you're looking for the perfect holiday present for the jet lag nerd in your life, you can now gift lifetime subscriptions. Just go to nebula.tv/gift. You put in their email, you write a little note, and you'll be giving them a present that will last a lifetime.
And in addition to getting to see next episode early, Nebula is like a whole streaming service. It's got tons of amazing original shows and documentaries and podcasts from all your favorite creators. And one of those is our after show podcast, The Layover. Every week after the show, we get together with the guest this season, Michelle, and we talk about what happened. We break it down. We do some behind the scenes stuff. Talk about how we designed the game. Get into the nitty gritty of the strategy. Lots of fun stuff. So if you're interested in diving deeper, The Layover is a great way to do it. And you can obviously only listen to that on Nebula.
I think that that's a very good reason to be on Nebula. But the thing is, there's like more than 100 other creators on Nebula, and they're all doing exceptional stuff. They're making original content. They're releasing stuff early. They're doing exclusive stuff. It's really, you know, designed to be the best home to the stuff that a creator makes. And, you know, that also extends to the business model because the creators get a portion of your subscription fee for as long as you stay subscribed, which is really good, stable, recurring monthly income that we can rely on without the ebbs and flows of, you know, ad rates. If you click the button on screen or the link in the description, you can sign up using our code. And
please use our code.
Yeah, not like Real Engineering's, but thank you in advance for your support and goodbye.
Goodbye.